I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. My next guest is one of my favorite people on earth, Elizabeth Cermak. She is a life coach that I've had the honor, oh my gosh, it's been 4 years, 5 years, somewhere around there, 4 or 5 years we've worked together. And I can't stress enough, having a life coach part of your team and your professional development is a game changer. So Elizabeth, I put you on that pedestal and you can introduce yourself.
Hi, Leslie. Thank you. You are amazing. So my name is Elizabeth Cermak and I am a life coach. My business is called Your Highest Light. I started out as a therapist. Actually, I've been doing therapy for about almost 15 years now. And I started becoming, I opened up my own business to do life coaching about 4 years ago. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about the background, Leslie?
I think it's interesting because it tells who you are and your philosophy. I think it helps. And that's kind of what drew me to you. Because when you're looking for a life coach, somebody you're going to open up your heart and soul to, you want to know, are they someone you can relate to, you can understand, you can connect to? So that's what drew me to you for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And I agree. So when you're looking for a coach, you know, finding somebody that you just feel that connection with, that's huge. And so when I, so this is kind of how I got, I'll talk a little bit about how I got into doing coaching. So like I said, I was a psychotherapist. I'm still a psychotherapist part-time for, it's been about 15 years now. And I had this kind of aha revelation moment, I think, as a therapist. So, and that's something also that people like to know as a life coach, that I have that background information with, I have a lot of psychotherapy tools, you know, under my belt, but, I had this kind of revelation when I looked into the world of coaching, you know, and I became a little bit more aware about how in therapy we tend to, and I say this, therapy is very a good thing. You know, I'm very thankful that we have therapy. There's a lot of good things that come out of it. So I'm not trying to compare or say one is better than the other, but it's just, you know, the medical model that therapy is based on. Is really based on diagnosing a mental illness. And it's based on, there's a lot of talk about what's wrong with the person. And what I liked about coaching is it was a different perspective, because the idea is that we are all whole and complete the way we are. And there's no mental health, there's no diagnosis that's not based on the medical model. It's based on what can go right with human emotions. And like with the new world of positive psychology is based on what can go right with human emotions instead of so much focus on what can go wrong. I think we need.
Well, and I think you and I, we've talked about this a lot. Life coaches and midwives have very similar philosophies. We're trained in medical emergencies, but we're not, we could have been obstetricians. We could have been doctors. We could have went that direction. We embrace normal and empowerment and positivity and individuality. So yeah. So I think that's why, like, I was drawn to you in that similar philosophy. You knew there could be another way of doing it.
Absolutely. That's what it is. You know, that there's another way of doing it. There's another way of, I had this like revelation with the world. I really believe the world, we are meant to thrive. You know, and so we are in a world right now, the world is changing. And I believe that coaching is, that's why we're hearing so much about life coaches. And I one time read, I think it was a book by Kara Elwell Claywell. I can't remember her name right now, but I'll have to send you her book. But I remember her talking about how therapists, her view was that a therapist makes your life, takes your life to functioning, and a life coach takes your life to fabulous. So I like that idea. And not all therapists just take your life to functioning. Obviously there's therapists that are trained in coaching too, and can, are more focused on the ability of human beings to thrive. So it's not, you know, I'm not saying anything negative about all therapists here, because I'm the type of therapist that also, includes coaching in my therapy. But my point is that I had this aha moment that the world is changing. You know, we are meant to thrive now, and let's do it. So like, it's time for, especially us as women to be heard and to be seen in this world, and to not be, you know, not to be small anymore, to live.
Well, and I look at it as being comfortable or pushing your limits? Do you want the best life possible? Life is too short. Do you want to push your envelope, or do you just, and that's okay. Some people like the security and your personality. Like when I talk about financial planning and different things, there's Dave Ramsey people. And then there's people that want to take it to the next level. They want to pay off their debt. They want to live simple. They want to live comfortable. And then there's other people like passive income and unlimited revenues and possibilities. It's just your personality type. And so I think with your coaching, having that background and pushing people, even if it's just talking out loud and having an objective, unbiased, I mean, that's the part, being confidential. You're not my girlfriend that I'm going to see next week. And you know, my innermost secrets that I know aren't going to be out to the world. And so I can really be honest and tell you fears and tell you goals and tell you challenges. And whatever that person's needs are, you help to challenge whatever their goals and level they want to be at. So I've been just so thoroughly impressed. And I'm like, okay, I'm adding to my expansion of mastermind team needs to have a life coach for success. It's not just an accountant, a financial planner, a marketer. A life coach as for a business owner just gets you to the next level.
I love what you said too, because it's right. You know, there are different definitions of success. And mm-hmm. I think we're... You know, I just heard something about the new success. You know, the new happiness is the new success. So like figuring out what, like how many of us like really ask ourselves, what is success to us? You know, and like really make ourselves write that down. What does that look like in our lives? What does that feel like? Because it might not be what everybody is telling you that success is, or what society is telling you. Like you said about the different financial planning, you know, there's different, that's why my business is called Your Highest Light, because it's what your highest lights for you, like what your successful life is.
No, I think it's amazing. And like the one thing I've stressed is we talked before as the recording started, I was my own overkill life coach. I put this really high, crazy bar. I had unrealistic expectations. I need someone to ground me. I needed somebody to remind me I'm a human being and to forgive myself and to, like, I was the opposite, like probably of most of your clients, but that's okay. Like everybody's at a different level. I needed somebody to take me off this crazy high, unrealistic expectations I had of myself. And that's what's interesting. Some people need motivation and structure and empowerment. And I was like way up here and needed you to get me more grounded.
That's so funny, Leslie, because we laugh because I mean, I can think of, I'll never forget one of our sessions just at the beginning. And I had just, you know, it wasn't that long ago that I had finished my life coaching training that I started with you.
Like, I got myself a hot potato to start out with, but I can do it. It's a challenge.
Well, everything they taught me, I'm like, she's doing this to the extreme. Like we had to kind of just, I remember one time you just being like, I think I need to enjoy being with my kids. You know, like that was, and that's the thing about life coaching. It's not like, you know, it's different if you have a career coach or if you have a business coach. That's somebody who's specific for those areas of your life. With life coaching, it's really all the areas of your life. Like we look at where you are in all areas. I just had a client start with me about a month ago, 30 days ago. And at the beginning, I have people write down, what are your 10 goals for the next 90 days? So what we did was we took one of those 10 goals and focused on that goal. And it's been about 30 days, a little bit over 30 days since she started. She has made 80% of those goals, 8 out of 10. And it's really because she focused on the one, the other ones kind of fell into place. So sometimes if you pick one area of your life, like it's not like, Gabby Bernstein tends to say, you know, she's an author that I listen to. She tends to say, you can have it all, but you can't have it all right now. Yeah. So sometimes
well, we it's have just habit one changing. Area. You feel so overwhelmed, like as a business coach too. It's like, if you see every goal you want to do at the end and you look at it, it's very overwhelming. But if you say, okay, I changed this one habit. I've done something I never thought I'd be possible. It's a momentum. It gives you that encouragement that, okay, I can make more habit changes. I can do more things. So it's definitely, I would call it an exponential effect. Just like when you want to lose weight, you want to just any habit or anything we've done for a long time, you have to break that subconscious ability. But once you do, you start having more confidence in yourself that you can do it in other areas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with your coaching, Elizabeth, I know you've been doing this for 4.5 years now. Where do you see yourself? Like, I was blown away. You've got email campaigns, you're doing more interaction with your clients and potential clients. Like, how humbling it was to know this is so important to you with COVID and affordability that you just, you really have the heart for life coaching.
Oh my gosh, Leslie. So I'm glad you said back to that. Thank you. That's what one of the things I was going to say today, and I almost forgot that another reason why I got into life coaching is because I wanted to be available for people. I know this kind of sounds like just a cheesy thing but I really mean this, that I think we thought that like the good life, there was a long time, I think that we thought the good life was for celebrities. You know, that's not for me. I'm not cut out for that. And we thought of like having a life coach, it's so expensive. And, you know, that's for people who are just at a different level. I want this to be available for people. I want people to have access to this. And so that's why during COVID I lowered, and there's so much talk about raising your prices. As a coach, you get really pressured to like raise your prices, know your worth, which I get that. That's important. You know, we need to know our worth. I have paid a lot of money for my education, you know, so there's a lot of, you have to charge enough. But for me, I just saw, especially during COVID, I wanted it to be available to more people. I want especially women, you know, like we're talking about midwives. I want them to start those businesses, you know, like if you're going to start a business, there's so much fear around that. Like to have somebody to hold you. What I do is I hold people to what their dreams are. I remind people of what their dreams are. You know, when in a world where a lot of the people that you're around all day long, it's just natural that they hold you to who you have been in your past. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it doesn't mean you cut all these people out of your life. It's just natural that that happens. But to have somebody to hold you to who you are becoming, yeah, is powerful.
Well, it's the persistent positivity. Like, that's where I know I look forward to talking to you. I'm so excited. I have never once heard a negative thing ever out of your mouth. Like, it's that persistent positivity. There's always opportunities. There's always growth. And like that labeling, if you talk to somebody that knows your past versus where you're going in the future or who you are now, there gets biases. Or like you and I have talked, I like visualizations and you give great examples. Like, I picture that every time there's a challenge now and someone is giving me in their mind positivity and encouragement, sometimes it's like, no, you're not allowing me to go to that next level, that pot with the crab. Like, okay, I see you going higher. I think it's safer in the pot with this boiling water. So I'm going to grab you and bring you down, because they just, they're trying to be helpful, but they're like, you are trying to get to this next level that maybe your current market and your current colleagues and friends just aren't at. And so that's part of that development over the years, is you make new friends, you expand into new hobbies, you push yourself of who, like you and I talk all the time, like, we make decisions because we want to conform to society. And you've always reminded me, is this what you want, Leslie? Is this when you see your life purpose and who you are? Don't worry. That's just a little pebble you'll get through. We feel as women guilt, like we need to be this perfect wife. We need to be this perfect daughter, this perfect midwife. And sometimes you feel the guilt that you're not meeting that expectation. So yeah, you've done a great job. And I think any midwife or birth professional or business owner should have a life coach just to help keep you grounded, to help keep you accountable, like in any part of your life, whatever you want to work on.
Mm-hmm. Remind you of who you are, you know, mm-hmm. of what you know the truth is, even with all the uncomfortable things that happen in life through all that, like become more attached to who you are becoming.
Yeah. Well, and even the last few years, like when you and I would talk about my challenges, I remember very vividly, and they're getting less and less, but I had severe anxiety, severe depression. I'd have panic attacks. I'd get angry because I didn't know. I felt so out of control with what was happening to me. I didn't know how to make things for me. And so I remember very vividly when crap would happen and I would do trial and error and I would feel so angry and frustrated with the world, that now challenges happen, probably still to the same level as before, if not higher, but I react to them so differently than I did a few years ago. And so it's having somebody to ground you and acknowledge, like, you do have choices, you do have control. I think of, you probably said it to me a dozen times, like, I feel like I don't have control. And then you remind me of the person in the Jewish concentration camp and their mind and like the basics. Like I tell that story over and over again to my clients where they're like, I don't have enough time, right? I feel so cornered. Like that's a powerful example. Like nobody can control your mind. Like if you feel like everybody is controlling your body and your time and your resources, like that's a very vivid reminder and keeping every person grounded.
Awesome. I remember that, you know, and so anybody watching this, this is a good homework assignment. Something that you could even start doing right now is journaling every day, every morning on what you can control, what is within your control and what is not within your control today. And those things that, you know, that are not within your control, you take your energy off of them and you put your energy on those things that are within your control. And sometimes just journaling, it sounds so obvious. It sounds so obvious, common sense, but we don't do this. So journaling about it in the morning, it gives you that intention to go into the day to focus on what you can control.
Yeah. Well, and I think even like the gratitude journal, it's changing the wiring of your habits and your thought process. So for example, before you and I got on, we've been having issues with internet the last couple of days and you and I have rescheduled a couple of times and all of a sudden we start talking and 3 minutes into it, the internet goes out. Before I would have just been complaining and moaning and frustrated. And every time there's a challenge that happens or something that I'm like, crap, this is a learning opportunity. It's the basics. I instantly go to what can I control right now? What can I control? Obviously, X, Y, Z, this isn't going to be fun. I don't really want to do this. I don't want to like X, Y, Z, what's happening. But if you can go back to the basics of like, okay, could I control that weird coincidence of this happening and this? No, I can't. So what can I control in this situation? And that it just helps going back to the basics. Doesn't make things so complicated. Because as Elizabeth knows for me, I like to overanalyze things and I like to overcomplicate things. So having her ground me with very simple mantras and very simple, I don't like to say rewiring. It's more of getting your mind to think positivity and opportunity. Like so many of the businesses or the, like you and I talked about, my fear used to hinder me from, I'm an introvert, which most people don't realize innately, but networking and relationships are very difficult for me. But you learn to train your mind, you know, the value, the potential, the impact it has on having those things. So I think that's part of that conversation with the life coaches. Where do you want to be? What type of person do you want to be? What subconscious or conscious barriers are present to get you to there?
Absolutely. And it is rewiring, honestly. I mean, like with all the research on neuroplasticity right now, you know, you can change your brain and your brain goes to what's comfortable. So if you're comfortable with feeling anxious and worried all the time, it does. It takes some rewiring to get your brain more comfortable with some more like steady inner peace, you know, mm-hmm. And if whatever you want to do in this world, I mean, if you are a midwife, you have a big job, you know, that's a big job in this world. It's important. And so you need to have some sort of like inner something to go to within yourself. In order to do this.
Yeah. Well, even just talking, there's a lot of burnout. It's a high pace. It's very stressful. And if you can't have a good, strong internal, like even for me, giving the simple mantra of self-care is self-aware and mm-hmm. putting sticky notes on the mirror and the refrigerator and saying things out loud and like getting that rewiring, because I used to feel so much guilt of, I need to take care of everybody but me. I need to mm-hmm. be last. If I eat before my kids have eaten, or I try to make myself a healthy meal and my kid, like even just the little things of, I need to take more clients because I need to be a better midwife. Like you subconsciously think you're superwoman and that you can do anything and it falls apart, it crumbles. And so it's that rewiring of the stronger self-care you are to yourself, the more you can help people, the more you can better your kids, you can better your partner, the better you can be a midwife, but it's a mind shift. It's getting past these internal, like we've got the angel and the devil on both sides of us all the time. Like, no, you can't really go exercise. You're just this way. Like these little things that happen all the time in our heads. And how do we make the one that we want to be stronger and more boisterous and overcome the other side of us?
Yes. Give more attention to what you are becoming and give less attention to what's falling away. And those voices, right? Which one do you want to pay attention to?
I've got a lot of voices, Elizabeth.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So. It's amazing too, the things we tell ourselves sometimes, like some of the things you just mentioned, it's like, we don't realize some of the horrible things we say to ourselves. Like, we wouldn't talk to our best friend that way. So it's just like, it's becoming aware of that, having the awareness, like, what is my internal dialogue, yeah. Becoming more aware of that, and then learning to choose it. Like, you can choose it. That's pretty cool.
Well, there's another great life coach that serves midwives and nurse practitioners, Ann Conkley, and she does such a great job on LinkedIn. Like, she named her internal advocate Betty, and she was telling Squashing Betty, and like, whatever you have to do to make this mental game, like, there is no glass ceiling. Anything is possible. We're not going to say you're going to do it tomorrow. It's about evolving and progressing and becoming. I mean, the last 3-4 years, what progress? I joked with Elizabeth. I said, until you retire, I am a lifelong client, because I see the power of having someone concrete pushing you, objective, unbiased, as far as getting you to that ultimate potential.
The growth I have seen in you, Leslie, is simply amazing. And what's so cool, I mean, you have it. It's already in you. It's like Glinda the Good Witch, you know, from the Wizard of Oz. At the end, she said something like, you had it all along, you know? So it's true. You had it. That's what's so cool. And the growth I've seen in you, Leslie, has been completely amazing. I remember when, I think you're okay with me sharing this, I remember when you were afraid to do videos. Mm-hmm. You looked at one of my videos and you're like, I wouldn't be able to do that. And I just remember that.
Yeah.
You and the things that you've been able to do with these videos, the people that you've been able to reach, like, mm-hmm. It's just amazing the transformation I have seen in you and the steps outside your comfort zone. You know, when you make those little steps, if you imagine your comfort zone around you, a circle around you, and you take a little step outside of it, eventually it becomes within your comfort zone. So think of all the things that are in your comfort zone now that weren't, that used to not be. It's just like learning to ride a bike, right? So you expand it, which that's why you're saying like, oh, I don't have as many challenges, you know, that's because your comfort zone has been expanded.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's all a mental game. And like, we are our biggest enemy. We truly are our biggest challenge. It's not the critiques that are out there. It's our internal us talking to us. And so I think, and it's great because life coaching is so adaptable. When I had really challenging parts in life, we would meet together every 1 to 2 weeks. And then when life, I needed more maintenance with you, we meet together every 4 to 6 weeks. And so it's the ever adapting. It's not a structured program or plan or system. It's you literally, when we're done talking after our hour, you're like, when do you want to meet next? And I'm like, oh my gosh, life's going really good. I'm feeling like I have a handle on things. Let's meet together in a month and a half. And so it's really custom. And I think it's affordable, like the level, this is the analytical, the return on investment, the potential. I can't stress enough having a life coach and what you pay for it and what you get out of it. It's just, it's irreplaceable.
Absolutely. I have my own life coach and I have a mentor. You know, I think when you want to do something in the world, like when you want to really make a difference, you need it. You need that support. And you're right. This is yours, right? So whoever I see, I don't try to like tell them they need more sessions than they need. You know, it's really based on what you feel. And it is, it's different for everybody. Some people need, we do every week for a while. Some people even right away just want to do once a month. It's completely up to what that person's ready for. Sometimes people aren't ready for every week right away. You know, that's okay too.
So yeah, really, and I think as midwives, we're very biased. We like our autonomy. We like informed consent. We like team decision-making. We do such a good job empowering other women, but sometimes we forget about the woman inside of ourselves.
It's true. There's commonalities between coaches and midwives and therapists. It's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you greatly, Elizabeth, and I appreciate your time coming on with me today. So if there's anyone that's listening to this video, wants to learn more about your services, connect with you, see if it's a good fit, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah. So my website is yourhighestlight.com. And so you can go there. I have probably like 300 blog posts. You can read my blog posts in the categories. You can email me elizabeth@yourhighestlight.com and also yourhighestlight on Instagram. So those are the places, but yes, emailing elizabeth@yourhighestlight.com. And just, if you look at Your Highest Light, there's ways to contact me through my website too.
Perfect. Well, thank you. I'm excited for what you're doing and have fun on your vacation next week.
Thank you.